كلنا مع بعض. Let us give thanks.
Let us give thanks to the beneficent and merciful God, the Father of our Lord, God and Savior Jesus Christ, for He has covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to Him, had compassion on us, supported us, and brought us to the sound. Let us also ask Him, the Lord our God, the Pontifrato, to guard us in all peace, this holy day and all the days of our life. O Master, Lord, God, the Pontifrato, Father of our Lord, God and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank You for every condition, concerning every condition and in every condition. For You have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to You, had compassion on us, supported us, and brought us to this hour. Therefore, we ask You to teach Your goodness, O philanthropic one. Grant us to complete this holy day in all the days of our life, in all peace with Your fear, all envy, all temptation, all the horrific Satan, the counsel of the wicked men and the rising up of enemies, hidden and manifest, take them away from us, and from Your people, and from this holy place that is Yours. But those things shall be profitable to provide for us. For it is You who have given us authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and upon all the power of the enemy. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. By the grace, compassion, and philanthropy, knowing the God and Son, our Lord, God and Savior, Jesus Christ, through whom the glory, the honor, and dominion, and adoration are due unto You, with Him and the Holy Spirit, who by the Lord is of one essence with You, now and at all times, and through the ages of all the ages. Amen. Have mercy upon me, God, according to Your love and kindness. According to the multitude of Your tender mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against You only have I sinned and done this evil in Your sight, that You may be found just when You speak and blameless when You judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts You will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which You have broken may rejoice. Hide Your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from Your presence, and do not take Your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of Your salvation, and uphold me with Your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors Your ways, and sinners shall be converted to You. The God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of Your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth Your praise. For You do not desire a sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. Sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. These, O God, You will not despise. Do good in Your good pleasure unto Zion. Build the walls of Jerusalem. Then You shall be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then they shall offer bulls on Your altar.
This prayer of the saints I offer to Christ, our King and our God, peace is in Him to forgive us our sins. Psalm to David. Out of
Psalm 129. Out of the depth I have cried to You, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let Your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication. If You, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with You that You may be feared. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in His word I do hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning. I say more than those who watch for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for the Lord there is mercy, and with Him is abundant redemption, and He shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor my eye is lofty, nor do I concern myself with great matters, nor with things too profound for me. Surely I have calmed and quieted my soul, like a weaned child with his mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me. O Israel, hope in the Lord, from this time forth and forever. Psalm 132. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the edge of his garments. It is like the dew of Hermon, descending upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore. Alleluia.
Psalm Luc, qui s'abrissent sur sa mine.
And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel.
Altogether, behold, I am about to stand before the just and righteous judge, terrified and trembling because of my numerous sins. For a life wasted in worldly pleasures deserves condemnation. So repent, therefore, my soul, as long as you dwell on this earth. For the dust in the grave cannot offer any praise, and among the dead no one can remember, nor can anyone in Hades give thanks. Therefore, arise, my soul, from the slumber of your laziness, and implore the Savior in repentance, saying, O God, have mercy on me and save me. Δόξα σε πατρί και ἰο και αγίω πνεύματι. With this life on earth everlasting and this world ever existing, you would have had an excuse for my soul. But now if your wicked deeds and repulsive evils were to be exposed before the righteous judge, what answer would you be giving? Why are you lying on the bed of sins and negligent of disciplining your body? O Christ our God, before your awesome seat of judgment I am terrified. I am a wretched and defiled person who lies in bed, careless of the ways of my life. Yet I take example of the tax collector's penance, beating my chest and saying, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Amen. O pure Virgin, overshadow your servant speedily with your help. Keep the waves of evil thoughts away from me, and raise my ailing soul to pray and watch, for it has gone into deep slumber. For you are a capable and compassionate helper, the mother of the fountain of life, my King and my God, Jesus Christ, my hope. Graciously accord, O Lord, to keep us this night without sin. Blessed are you, O Lord, God of our fathers, and exceedingly blessed and glorified be your name forever. Amen. The hope of all the regions of the earth. And you, O Lord, keep us, O Lord, safe from this generation and forever. Amen. Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes. Blessed are you, O Lord, make me to understand your commandments. Blessed are you, O Lord, enlighten me with your righteousness. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Despise not, O Lord, the works of your hands. You have been my refuge from generation to generation. I asked the Lord and said, have mercy on me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. Lord, I have fled unto you. Save me and teach me to do your will. For you are my God, and with you is the fountain of life. In your light shall we see light. Let your mercy come unto those who know you, and your righteousness unto the upright in heart. To you belongs blessings. To you belongs praise. To you belongs glory, O Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, existing from the beginning, now and forever and ever. Amen. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, and to sing praises unto your name, O Most High, to show forth your mercy in every morning, and your righteousness every night. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, who was born of the Virgin, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, who was crucified for us, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, who rose from the dead and ascended to the heavens, have mercy on us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of all the ages. Amen. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Lord, forgive us our sins. O Lord, forgive us our iniquities. O Lord, forgive us our trespasses. O Lord, visit the sick of your people. Heal them for the sake of your holy name. Our fathers and brethren who have fallen asleep, O Lord, repose their souls. O you who are without sin, Lord, have mercy on us. O you who are without sin, Lord, help us and receive our supplications. For yours is the glory, the dominion, and triple holiness. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, bless us. Amen. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Hail to you, we ask you, O Saint full of glory, the ever-Virgin Mother of God, the Mother of Christ. Lift up our prayers unto your beloved Son, that he may forgive us our sins. Hail to the Holy Virgin, who has brought forth unto us the true life, Christ our God. Ask the Lord on our behalf, that he may have mercy on our souls and forgive us our sins. O Virgin Mary, the Holy Mother of God, the faithful advocate of all mankind, intercede on our behalf before Christ whom you bore, that he may forgive us our sins. Hail to you, O Virgin, the right and true Queen. Hail to the pride of our race, who bore to us Emmanuel. We ask you to remember us, O our faithful advocate, before our Lord Jesus Christ, that he may forgive us our sins. We exalt you, the Mother of the true light. We glorify you, O Saint, Mother of God, for you have brought forth unto us the Savior of the whole world. He came and saved our souls. Glory to you, our Master, our King, Christ, the Prime of the Apostles, the Crown of the Martyrs, the Joy of the Righteous, the Firmness of the Churches, the Forgiveness of Sins. We proclaim the Holy Trinity in one Godhead. We worship him. We glorify him. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, bless. Amen. We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, Creator of heaven and earth, and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried. On the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended into the heavens. He sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the life-giver, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We confess one baptism for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the coming age. Amen. Holy, 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 Lord of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory and honor. Have mercy on us, O God, the Father Almighty. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Lord, God of hosts, be with us, for we have no help in our tribulations but you. Absolve, forgive, and remit, O God, our transgressions, those which you have committed willingly and those which you have committed unknowingly, those which you have committed knowingly and those which you have committed unknowingly, the hidden and the manifest. O Lord, forgive us for the sake of your holy name. It's called upon us. Let it be according to your mercy, O Lord, and not according to our sins.
Make us worthy to pray to pray thankfully. Our
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Lord, all our sins which we've committed against you in this day, whether in deeds or in words or in thought or through senses, please remit and forgive us for the sake of your holy name, as you, O good and lover of mankind. God, grant us a peaceful night and a sleep free from all anxiety, and send us an angel of peace to protect us from every evil and every affliction and every temptation of the enemy. Through the grace, compassion, and love of mankind, of your only begotten Son, our Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ, to whom is due with you and with your Holy Spirit, the life-giver who is of one essence with you, all glory, honor, and dominion, now and forever, and to the ages of all ages. Amen. Have mercy upon us, O God, have mercy upon us, who at all times and in every hour, in heaven and earth, is worshipped and glorified, Christ our God, the good, the long-suffering, the abundant in mercy and the great in compassion, who loves the righteous and has mercy on the sinners, of whom I am chief, who does not wish the death of a sinner, but rather that he returns and lives, who calls all to salvation for the promise of the good things to come. Lord, receive from us our prayers in this hour and in every hour. Ease our life and guide us to fulfill your commandments. Sanctify our spirits, Cleanse our bodies, conduct our thoughts, purify our intentions, heal our diseases, forgive our sins, deliver us from every evil grief and distress of heart. Surround us by your holy angels, that by their camp we may be guarded and guarded, and to attain the unity of faith and the knowledge of your imperceptible and infinite glory, for you are blessed forever. Amen. Amen.
Make us worthy to pray and take plea, our Father.
Okay, guys, welcome all for the youth from St. George and St. Mary. And the first gathering with, we have to, our pleasure that we have our bishop, the first time here with us, our Bishop Bamba Climandus, the bishop of Ottawa in Montreal and Eastern Canada. And he asked to gather all the youth the first time here after a week, a stressed week. I know very well. It's between Montreal, Ottawa, Ottawa, Montreal, Montreal, Ottawa, Ottawa, Montreal, vice versa. Yeah, not far. It's only 2 hours, yeah. And that's why we welcome Sayedna in it's your home, yeah, for sure. And thanks for all together. And we will now we will say like only a hymn or two hymns together. Then we will go back to Sayedna.